We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Couple epic calls from the Pirates' win over the Phillies yesterday. Looked like they'd lose 3 of 4 because Zach Wheeler was dealing. Sawinski's granny. I don't get the Bacon Burt thing. It's clearly a pierogi reference. Is it because he's Polish last name? Got it. All right, never mind. I'll leave. And then the...
I'm happy you came to that one all on your own at once. It was good.
And then the other home run was... Greg Brown clearly thinking Jared Triolo hit the home run.
Who had just, I think, flied out or something right before
but
that.
But it was really Joey Bart, and he had to switch it on the fly to Bart Dart.
I liked in the middle. It happened. Hey, call. It could happen to anyone, but I liked in the middle that he just went with, well, he hit a home run like a big tree would. That tree was dead.
That was in the sixth inning. If I did that,
yeah,
I would have been in the tank for the rest of the game. You would have had to console me to be like, it's okay that you got that home run call wrong. Snap out of it.
Well, he got the,
and that would have
the
ruined,
grand slam call right.
I know, but that would have ruined the grand slam happened before that Bart home run.
Yeah, I know. So he still had like the more important of the two home runs.
Yeah, but getting a home run call wrong and misidentifying a guy would really bother me. And then I probably would have given a lame Andrew McCutchen home run call in the ninth inning for his 300th home run as a result of it. Because I'd be feeling bad for myself and hating myself.
I was going to say, I would just be hating myself. There wouldn't even be feeling bad. I'd be like, you know, you're an idiot. You screwed this up. What's wrong with you? That I was listening to that game, though, because I had to make a very lengthy drive yesterday. It was wild how quickly it turned from Zach Wheeler's dealing. This is going to be a hard luck 2-1 loss to they left Zach Wheeler out there to die on the vine a little too long.
So we're halfway through April, and they haven't lost a series yet, Chris. Mm-hmm. Swept Miami, took 2 out of 3 from Washington, took 2 out of 3 from Baltimore, split with Detroit, split with Philly. Now they started a series with the Metsies tonight in New York, and Perez, last time we saw him, Bednar was blowing that game for him. He was lights out. His next turn through the rotation is tonight for them. So... really, a couple of questions that I have. The first one is about the pitching now that Gonzalez, after Saturday when he looked, I thought, fine, comes up lame. He's hurt. Now you got to find someone to fill his shoes in the rotation. And it's not Paul Skeens.
Mm-hmm.
Because Skeens is still getting the baby step, kid glove
treatment.
He's
worked out to, what, 55 pitches? He's not, they haven't stretched him out.
3 1/3 on Friday.
Yeah, I think he threw 55 pitches. Because I think they're looking at innings and or pitch counts there.
You're safe now. If you call him up for this next start.
Yeah, you're well outside of the, he's not going to get 172 days.
You're going to get the extra year before free agency, which is the chief concern.
Unless he were to somehow be lights out and finish first or second in NL Rookie of the Year.
He's not going to finish first, so the concern is second. Because unless Yamamoto needs Tommy John surgery at some point, he's going to be another one of these guys, which is a loophole. Great players come over from Japan where they've already been professionals, but because they're in their first year, they win Rookie of the Year. Yeah.
Ichiro did it the year he won MVP, too.
Correct.
Who else won Rookie of the Year and MVP?
Hideo Nomo. Was not the MVP, but he did that, too, where he came from Japan and then...
Didn't Fred Lynn do it?
I think he did, Chris. Check out the big brain on Mulsey.
I will say it's going to... I mean, prepare to be disappointed. It's going to be Quinn Priester. If they need one. They have an off day, so I think they would need one, several days from now? Like 9 days, I thought people were speculating. They wouldn't need one right away because of an off day. Like, they had a 9 games in 10 day stretch, which in theory then you could give somebody 2 starts and skip over a spot in the rotation.
Can you attempt to give me the devil's advocate on something?
Are you asking me, like, Malzy, there's no one I know who's better at just pulling an old devil's advocate argument
Tell
out of his
me
ass.
Why... Skeens can't get bumped up to 65 or 70 pitches here. If you want to restrict his workload, mm-hmm. and you want to cap his pitches in a game or his innings, Why can't that happen in his next start here?
The only thing, the best devil's advocacy I can give you is the following. He's not a sure thing. None of these guys are. He's as close, it feels like, to one as you're going to see. But if you really are dedicated to keeping his pitch counts very disciplined in that range, and it's a little tougher for him to move through major league lineups the way he's been cutting through AAA lineups, you might tax your bullpen on days where he starts if he throws 65 pitches, but that's only 3 2/3 or 4 1/3 innings.
You've got guys out there, though, in your bullpen who are former starters who don't have themselves built up to go and throw 90 pitches in a game, but Ortiz and Contreras can give you 40 or 50.
You said to give you a devil's advocate position. You didn't say give you a good one.
Now I'm arguing back on it.
I don't think there's an ultra compelling. The only other compelling case you could make, and I didn't even check this guy after his first start in AAA, although I feel like off the top of my head, if he were doing absolutely horribly, I would know about it because people would be complaining about it. The devil's advocacy is what? Quinn Priester.
How's he looked? What are his stats? Are they great?
3.95 ERA, 13 2/3 innings. He struck out 20 down there. He hasn't allowed a home run there. He's only walked 5. He's given up some hits in a couple of earned runs, but it hasn't been, like, bad by any stretch. I mean, his first start got overshadowed down there because obviously Skeens had just gotten done, like, kicking ass. He had, like, an insane number of whiffs in his first start. Here's the one number I will say that is a devil's advocacy argument for Priester. He is striking out so far through 3 starts, 13 batters per 9. He's striking out everyone down there.
That gets me so excited.
Priester.
Oh.
No, that's Priester. I'm making you the Priester argument to be a devil's advocate for Skeens. You just gave yourself away.
I did.
You got hot and bothered for it.
My nipples got hard hearing that.
You got hot and bothered for strikeouts. You didn't know they were Priesters.
I just feel like with Priester, he was so bad here last year. He failed my eye test so miserably.
His velocity and all those things are up too, though.
But right now, I have him pegged as a 4A player who kills AAA and he comes up to
the major
league.
Wouldn't you rather find out about that, like, right now?
Than watch Skeens?
No, not than watch Skeens, but because they're telling you we're trying to build this guy up in the minors, Skeens, that is. Wouldn't you just rather, if you're going to have to settle for it, say, I want to see what Priester is now, and then if he stinks, he stinks? Because his velocity, you know, all the stuff last year with him at the major league level was, the velocity's down, this is troubling. Apparently throwing the ball a lot
harder. Okay, but I would just have such a short leash on him because of how bad last year looked. Well, if he came up and made one start against Boston, and it was bad, I'd be like, get him out of here. And that's probably not fair to him. But that's just how scarred I am from watching him suck last year.
No, he was very bad.
He didn't look like... It wasn't just he struggled and was humbled. He didn't look like a major league pitcher to me. He was topping out at like 91. There was not good command.
Yeah, he's apparently been topping out more in like the 95 to 97 range now.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.